So, what's next? Now that Governor Baker has laid out details of his long-anticipated plan to reopen businesses and industries across the state, it's a cautious, four-phased approach. With us this morning to talk about it is WBUR's Anthony Brooks. Good morning, Anthony, and thanks for joining Morning Edition.
Hey, good morning, Bob.
Anthony, let's start with phase one of the governor's plan. It began yesterday with the opening of factories, construction sites, and houses of worship. Tell us what's ahead.
So starting yesterday, we're looking at businesses that can operate with minimal contact with customers. Now that loosens up a bit next week. More businesses will open up. They include barbershops, hair salons, and office buildings outside of Boston, as well as parks, beaches, and drive-in theaters. Retailers will be able to offer curbside service. And Baker says the ability to move forward with this plan depends on key health data continuing their downward trend. For example, hospitalizations and infection rates have been declining. But now, Bob, we really head into uncharted territory. And Baker says to avoid a new surge of cases, people are going to still have to take precautions. Social distancing, wearing face masks when out in public, and staying home as much as possible. Baker describes this whole next step as a kind of tricky balancing act between trying to restart the economy while still keeping people safe as possible.
We're playing this game, and it's a real one, with the virus and the economy at the same time. It's really important for people to step up and recognize and understand that this game's not over.
So as businesses start to reopen, the stay-at-home advisory has been replaced by a safer-at-home advisory, which is a bit more relaxed, but basically still urges people to stay home as much as possible.
If you're a restaurant owner or a hotel worker or somebody who owns a local store, you're probably saying, what about me? So what about them in the reopening?
Well, that will all be part of phase two, but honestly, we really don't have a date certain about that. Baker says each phase will last 3 weeks or longer. So the earliest that could happen would be June. But this is one of the many issues that still has to be worked out. Here's Lieutenant Governor Karen Pulido yesterday. She co-chairs the reopening advisory board and says there's now a restaurant accommodations and tourism work group that will try to figure out next steps.
This group will help us shape the guidance that will allow these industries to reopen, and when the data allows for it, they will do so safely with the need to continue to fight the virus.
But Bob, it's really not at all clear what some of these businesses will look like and how they will operate when they reopen. For example, it's unlikely that restaurants will be able to open to full capacity, at least immediately, and that raises the issue of which ones could still operate profitably.
Right. And then there's childcare, summer camps, and the biggest question of all regarding children going back to school in the fall. What do we know about that?
Well, again, nothing definitive. The report on reopening says a plan on K-12 schools is being developed and will be announced soon. Most daycare centers will remain closed until the end of June. But Lieutenant Governor Pulido said that the state is expanding access to emergency childcare, which was initially set up for essential workers and which is only running at about 35% capacity. Now, with regard to summer camps, still uncertain. Pulido says it's possible that camps could reopen in phase two with limitations, but nothing definite there. So still a lot of uncertainty.
What about pushback, Anthony? What kind of reception has the governor's plan received, or what are the concerns being expressed about it?
Well, in general, I think Baker's getting a good deal of credit for being measured and careful and for letting science and health metrics determine how and when to move forward. But that doesn't mean everybody is buying into all of the recommendations. For example, yesterday, our colleague Simone Rios spoke to Somerville Mayor Joe Curtatone, who expressed some concerns about moving forward too quickly.
So we don't agree with opening personal services right away or houses of worship. We're going to be careful about activating any sectors of our local economy, which would attract people who are connected to other broad networks of people, which could increase the rate of transmission.
And Bob, I spoke to State Representative Michael Connolly, who represents Cambridge and Somerville. He's one of 12 state lawmakers who had urged the governor to include frontline workers, nurses, and others on the reopening task force. And he has real concerns that Baker is moving too quickly and that this plan puts too many of those people at risk.
when I hear him talk about striking a balance, you know, to me, what I hear is we're trying to strike a balance between death and the economy. And would also point out that there are, you know, many places in our Commonwealth that remain in great crisis, places like Chelsea and Brockton.
So Connolly wanted to keep the state locked down for another couple of weeks and let those numbers come down even further. And by the way, he received death threats for expressing that view to the governor. So these are frightening times for a lot of reasons, Bob.
Well, that's very interesting. Let me ask about the push and pull of this, Anthony. How is the governor responding to the criticisms that he's moving too fast, or that when it comes to reopening the economy, he's moving too slowly?
Well, he was asked about this yesterday, and he says he understands and respects both points of view, but he has confidence in his advisory board and says his decisions are guided by science and those health metrics that we talked about. And by the way, if those numbers start going in the wrong direction, if there is a spike in infections, for example, he says he's prepared to adjust the plan.
Okay. WBUR's Anthony Brooks, thanks very much.
My pleasure, Bob.